T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The golf course will have to wait for the Dallas Stars last night at the American Airlines Center. They finally knocked out the Seattle Kraken, pulling off a win in a game that was scoreless until late in the second period when Rupe Hintz stole the puck from a former Star.
Alexiak lost it. Hintz moves in.
That made it 1-0, and the Stars went on to win it 2-1. Coach Pete DeBoer says he expected nothing less from his team in a Game 7 situation.
The guys are wound up. There's nobody that isn't ready to play, that give everything they've got. They know the stakes. And let's be honest, you know, we didn't win anything tonight. We advanced. We've still got a long way to go, and we've got a big test coming next.
And that would be the Vegas Golden Knights in the conference finals, which begin Friday night in Vegas. A massive warehouse fire is under control after burning for several hours last night. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the update.
The two-alarm fire broke out Monday about 7 o'clock, and the smoke was very bad.
And so one of the first things that we did was start monitoring the air quality in the neighborhood just to the north of the fire.
Grand Prairie Assistant Fire Chief Jeff Baldwin says their crews were called to the under-construction warehouse on West Trinity near the George Bush Turnpike. The fire had a big head start, and commanders almost immediately added a second alarm to bring in more manpower and equipment. The fire was declared out late Monday evening, but firefighters were kept on scene through the night to keep an eye out for hot spots. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott says he's prepared to call a special session of the Texas legislature over the issue of school vouchers. KRLD's Robin Geske has the latest.
The issue of school choice, as it's known, has been a contentious one. Senate Bill 8 would give parents $8,000 per student to use for educational services, like private school tuition. But because the House had previously passed a budget amendment barring any voucher-like programs, representatives then had to create a new measure from scratch, scaling back eligibility significantly. Governor Abbott has long considered school choice a priority. In fact, back in August, he talked about it at a rally here in Dallas.
I do believe a robust school choice program that will allow parents to choose the school that is best for their child.
In a statement, Governor Abbott said that he would call a special session until lawmakers work together to pass a bill with at least as many students eligible as the original measure. From the 24-hour news center, Robin Geske, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The city of Mesquite is facing a lawsuit after a police dog bit a suspected criminal. KRLD's LP Phillips has that story.
Cosmo is a Mesquite police dog. In March of 2020, Cosmo and his police handler were helping Garland police round up some suspected burglars. One of the men, convicted burglar Anthony Wagner, quickly found out that Cosmo has a temper. The dog cut in front of his police handler, causing him to fall, then bit Wagner on the shoulder and head. Wagner said that should not have happened. Mesquite tried to get the lawsuit bounced on grounds that it's protected by governmental immunity, but the trial judge and an appeals court have disagreed because the dog's handler admitted he could have done a better job of controlling Cosmo. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Plans for rebuilding a highway in downtown Dallas are moving forward. Here's KRLD's Stephen Pickering with the update.
The Dallas City Council's Transportation Committee has endorsed the idea of rebuilding I-345 below ground and connecting city streets above it, similar to Woodall Rogers. I-345 is the segment of freeway that connects Interstate 45 and 75 Central Expressway. Some council members and community groups want to do more detailed studies of some of the other options, but Michael Morris with the North Central Texas Council of Government says that could impact their ability to get outside funding.
Your timing of a decision is critical, at least to our office, because we would want to slot this project to go after federal funds.
The full Dallas City Council is scheduled for a briefing on the project this week and could endorse one of the options later this month. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.